And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Included in the center is the UL Press, and we are going to be talking about several books that the press has published in the past year that have won awards. So I know you're very happy about that, Michael. You had a great book last year that won a couple awards, but this is really an amazing concentration of books put out by the UL Press. For those of our listeners who don't know much about the center and the press, could you give us a sense of the mission of the Center for Louisiana Studies and how the press fits in that?
Sure. First off, thanks for having me. It's great to be here again. The Center for Louisiana Studies functions as a sort of umbrella program that oversees three basic divisions. One is an outreach and programming division wherein we use our particular expertise and we use our connections with people in the community to either produce some sort of lecture or an ongoing discussion series. Sometimes we bring in people from off campus to the university's campus, basically to introduce people to Louisiana culture, Louisiana history, and all the things that make up those, all the facets of those things. Beyond that, we have a research and archives division that engages in research projects while also overseeing our substantial archival collection. Our major archival collection is the Archive of Cajun and Creole Folklore, which is made up of field recordings dating back to the early 1930s of people in our area in their homes, on their front porches, sitting in their cars, talking about, singing about, playing music about Louisiana. And then third, of course, we have the university's press, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press, or as we like to call it, the UL Press. The UL Press has been around for more than 40 years. We started publishing books in the late 1960s. And over the past 10 years or so, it's really grown by leaps and bounds in terms of not just its production, the amount of books produced each year, but also the quality of those books. So I think some of that is being reflected in these awards that we're being nominated for and now winning with our books.
Well, I think anyone who's ever bought one of those books for themselves, gone through the pages, can really attest to the quality of the press and what you're putting out right now, both in the content and in the physical design of those books. So last year, let's mention the book that did win a couple awards. It was your first novel, your first fiction production.
That's great. Quite right. It was our first novel. We've done poetry and things like that in the past. But it was a book set in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. And as devastating as that might sound, it's actually quite a comical book. It was authored by James Nolan and entitled Higher Ground. Received lots of accolades in Louisiana and then some of these national awards also. So we're very proud of it.
Well, that was a great precursor to this year when three of your books have been nominated for prizes, have won awards. It's been a pretty amazing year for the press. And those three books are Gerald Duff's Dirty Rice, A Season in the Evangeline League, another novel. Ron Thibodeau's Hell or High Water, How Cajun Fortitude Withstood Hurricanes Rita and Ike, and John Slaughter's Grand Coteau. And I'm happy to say we've had all three on our airwaves talking about their books. We're really happy that they were able to take the time to talk with us about it. So let's talk about each book and the awards that they've received. Gerald Duff's book, another novel. You all are really, I guess to use a baseball metaphor, getting those home runs.
That's right. Knocking them out of the park. So Gerald Duff's novel is set in the 1930s. In the Evangeline League, which, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, was a real minor league baseball league in South Louisiana that lasted for a few decades, actually. It's an interesting novel because not only is it set in this particular time and at this particular place, but the main character is a Native American who's kind of plucked out of East Texas and put into South Louisiana and its culture of the day. It's the second novel that we've done after James Nolan's Higher Ground, and again, it's remarkable work. I mean, as I read these and edit them, I feel so lucky to work with such wonderful authors that really it doesn't take that much work to get their books ready to go to the printer and put on bookshelves. And again, I think that's reflected in the awards that they are nominated for and that they win. So Gerald Duff's book won a it's called an IPPY award, IPPY, short for Independent Publishers Book Awards. It won a silver regional award from the Independent Publishers Book Awards. For the region being the South. And it's also nominated, and we don't know yet who will win this. It's nominated for a Foreword Book of the Year Award. Foreword is a quarterly journal that reviews independently published books. And then on an annual basis awards these National Book Awards. So we find out actually in a couple of weeks where Dirty Rice placed with the Foreword Book of the Year awards.
Well, give our listeners a sense of how many books, how many entries there are in these awards, because there are a lot. And to say any one of these medals is a huge honor to win any of the medals.
For instance, the Foreword Book of the Year awards had some 1,300 entries in 62 different categories. The IPPYs, or the Independent Book Publisher Book Awards, had some 2,500 entries covering 77 categories. So it's a pretty stiff competition. You have a lot of other academic presses that are submitting their books for these awards. And of course, it's a very large competition. It's not just competitive in the sense that there are very good books, but there are a whole lot of books in these competitions.
Right. And just to remind people that all of these books, whether they're fiction, nonfiction, academic, they focus on Louisiana.
That's right. The UL Press prides itself on publishing books about what we know best, and that is Louisiana. And most of the time by authors who are from Louisiana. So we understand that that's our core market, and that's our core audience when it comes to the books that we produce. The books are all available, of course, online at our website, theulpress.org. Or by visiting our offices, which are in Dupré Library.
It's always a great treat to go to those offices and get to visit Dupré. In addition to Dirty Rice, a wonderful book called Hell or High Water by Ron Thibodeau won an award as well. And Ron was recently working for the Times-Picayune, but I think works for the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities now.
That's correct. Ron is working for the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities on their NOLA Louisiana Online Encyclopedia Project. Again, this is one of those books that we were very much privileged to help Ron see through to publication. Ron is a great storyteller. You can see that his years of newspaper experience really shine through in the way that he writes and in the stories that he conveys. And so, once again, that was recognized by these awards or nominations for awards. So Ron's book, Hell or High Water, received another one of those Independent Publishers Book Awards, or the IPPYs. Again, it was a silver award for Best Regional Nonfiction, and the region being the South. We're very pleased, though, that Ron won the overall award for Regional Nonfiction from the Next Generation Indie Book Awards. The Next Generation Indie Book Awards is really the largest book awards program for nonprofit publishers and authors. So it's been around for 6 or 7 years. Again, more than 1,000 entries and some 60 different categories. And Ron's came out first in regional nonfiction. So, again, I mean, it's something that It's not surprising to us, but it's always nice to
right.
hear.
You know, as you're telling me this, I think, why isn't somebody popping champagne in this room? Or you're being quite circumspect about it. But that's fabulous. It's absolutely wonderful that these books are winning these awards. And for some of our listeners who are just hearing about some of these independent book awards mm-hmm. and that part of the world of publishing, many of us have heard about questions about, you know, what's going on in the world of publishing. Mm-hmm. Will book sales continue to rise or fall? Or what is the place of a press like the UL Press, University Presses? What is their value in that world? Mm-hmm. What do they do for authors?
Well, University Presses have a couple of basic missions that I think are across the board, whether it's us or some of the other presses in the state or outside of the state. One, we publish books that deserve and need to be published, but that the big publishing houses, the big New York companies, particularly New York City companies, won't publish because they won't make a profit off of them, or they'll only have such a limited readership that they're not interested in it. So on the one hand, we publish books that are worthy of being published that might not be published elsewhere. On the other hand, because we're part of an academic entity, the university, we publish books that expand knowledge about the world. And that, for us, means expanding knowledge about Louisiana. Mm-hmm. As far as the kind of current state of book publishing in the United States and really around the world, it's not so great.
But it sounds alive and well here at the UL Press.
It really is. It's good for us because, as I was saying earlier, we know our market. We know our audience. We're basically doing something on a local and regional and statewide level that works well for us. I think some of the larger publishing houses that extend their reach kind of beyond where they should be can really get into trouble by doing that because there is a lot of competition from ebooks, from other entertainment media, and so it's becoming a more and more competitive world in book publishing. But we pride ourselves here at the UL Press on doing what it takes to succeed in Louisiana.
And I know so many people are very happy that you're adding fiction and novels to that mission as well. And I just, as I was reading the press release that came out today about the manuscript that the UL Foundation just purchased of A Confederacy of Dunces, mm-hmm. my mind was just kind of thinking, well, suppose the UL Press had been publishing fiction back then.
That's right.
Might not have been so hard for that book to get published.
That's right. All those connections that Lafayette and UL or USL at that time had to John Kennedy Toole.
Right.
It could have been a game changer.
That's right. But now Higher Ground by James Nolan and, of course, Gerald Duff's Dirty Rice added to those ranks. And the UL Press is certainly making those available to all of us to enjoy and learn from. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies, which includes in its activities the UL Press, which has won a number of awards and recognitions for books recently published in the past year. We just mentioned Gerald Duff's Dirty Rice, A Season in the Evangeline League, and Ron Thibodeau's Hell or High Water, How Cajun Fortitude Withstood Hurricanes Rita and Ike. Amazing titles, and as you mentioned, available through the UL Press. How do people find that information about purchasing the books? Or
Just go to our website, mm-hmm. ulpress.org, and look for the titles that you're interested in, and you'll see the buttons to click on and purchase them.
Another type of book that you all have become really skilled at are, and there really should be another word for them, coffee table books. Mm. Beautifully produced, full-color, photographic books. And one of those books that you recently published, Grand Coteau by John Slaughter, mm-hmm. has also been recognized.
That's right. Dirty Rice, Grand Coteau by John Slaughter is a finalist for a Forward Book of the Year. Again, we don't know who the winner is yet. We have our fingers crossed. But he has been – John and his book have been nominated for the Adult Nonfiction Photography category. Grand Coteau is one of those books that really makes a case for why books still matter. The photographs in that book and the quality at which they're reproduced, unless you're at an art exhibit unless you're in a gallery or you're seeing these photographs at someone's home or in some business, you can't really convey the quality, the emotional content of the photographs on a screen, on a computer screen, on a television screen, on anything else. It just doesn't come across the way it does when you see them printed either in book form or hanging on a wall somewhere. And that's one of the things that we've really strived to do over the last few years is increase that sort of quality that you see in our books, whether it's photographs, whether it's art. So it doesn't just have to be the words on the page. It can be other elements that define that quality.
Well, you really strive to make the quality of the physical book commensurate with the talent of whether it's the novelist or the photographer, or the scholar. You make it commensurate with their skill, their talent. And
that's right.
I think they feel that. And all of us who have had occasion to read or hold those books feel it as well. So Grant Coteau by John Slaughter, you're waiting for word on that, as well as Gerald Duff's book.
That's correct.
And those.
And we'll find out about those on June 28th, so just a couple of weeks.
And I believe, just to go back to last year, Dirty Rice was mentioned as one of the top 25 best fiction books
last year
as well.
By the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It was the only book on their list published by University Press, so we were very proud of that and pleased with it.
Right. Yeah. So in addition to these titles that we've just mentioned that are available, of course, right now, you all have quite a catalog of books that you've published in the past that are available. About how many titles does the UL Press maintain in its catalog?
Right now we're at about 100, some of them going all the way back to the 1970s. All told, if you include the books that are out of print, we've published almost 200 books over the course of our history. It's about 100 that are still in print and available for purchase.
And I know that periodically you send out a catalog, beautiful color.
That's
catalog.
Right.
How often does that come out? It's once a year?
It's once a year. Mm-hmm. We send it out in the fall as people are preparing to make their holiday purchases. If any of your listeners are interested in getting one of those catalogs, they can email us. Go to our website, ulpress.org, and they can order one there, or they can email us at cls@louisiana.edu.
And I imagine that's another thing that university presses are able to do, is to maintain those lists of titles, whereas larger presses may just get rid of many of the past titles, and you maintain them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fascinated when I go through the catalog to see the wonderful historical accounts, sociological accounts, folkloric accounts of our culture in Louisiana. And it brings it up. You maintain it and you keep these subjects and these studies in the public's eye.
That's right. Just because a book is 10 or 20 years old does not mean it doesn't still have value. And we like to make sure that the value reaches the people who sense that value, who know that value. Mm-hmm. So they're still there. You know? Once we run out of stock, it's a little bit different story, but mm-hmm. we're still kind of, as we go along, deciding, you know, which books we need to reprint, which books do we still have a demand for, even if they've been around for 20 years or so. And which books we just need to kind of let go out of print.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It is something that differentiates us from some of the larger publishing houses.
Right, a part of the mission of the
That's
UL
right.
Press. If you are just tuning in, my guest, Dr. Michael Martin, director of the Center for Louisiana Studies and the UL Press, here talking about some of their recently published books that have won awards, been recognized, and some are still waiting to hear what their final award will be. We've been speaking about Gerald Duff's novel, Dirty Rice, A Season in the Evangeline League, Ron Thibodeau's Hell or High Water, How Cajun Fortitude Withstood Hurricanes Rita and Ike, and John Slaughter's Grand Coteau. Again, as Michael mentioned, they're all available through the UL Press, either online or stopping by their offices here on the university campus. Thank you so much, Michael, and we look forward to your new roster of books that will be coming out in the fall.
Thank you for having me.